Well, hello there and welcome. Sorry about that. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Look, you give somebody a day off and look what happens to his voice. Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. This is weird. I just came out of a meeting and my voice was fine. Now I get on the radio show and
that virtual frog again.
Drink of water. But thanks for joining us. It is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. I'm Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani.
Thank you, Jerry. And yes, it is our show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. You are the key person here. So please call in and share your experience of this topic that we are going to share and this question we're going to ask. Have you had to put down or give away a pet? Have you had to put down or give away a pet? This could be a very difficult subject. There's a lot of psychological reactions to giving away and putting down a pet, like depression and insomnia and all sorts of things. People may not realize that, but we get very attached to our animals and the ones that we bring into the family. And it's important that we talk about it. You'll see how it weaves into our faith life and the depth that we can comprehend things. So have you had to put down or give away a pet? Jerry and I have both had experiences. We will share. We need to hear from you. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. Matt Kabinsky's waiting to answer your call. Super easy to do it. 833-288-3986.
Well, we did this topic a few years ago now. It's been a little while, I think. And that was back in the day when we used to do part twos and part threes for very, very impactful and popular topics. This ended up being a three-parter, folks. We did 3 days in a row on this. We don't do part twos or part threes anymore. So this is your one chance right now if you'd like to share. 833-288-3986. They were very, very impactful shows. Powerful stories of, you know, how we love our pets, the little creatures or not so little creatures that God places in our lives. And sometimes, yes, of course, it can be a very difficult time when you have to leave. I had to move from California to Florida and leave my good boy behind,
Duke.
He's got a beautiful new family, and I have been able to see him a couple times. But I have some friends recently had to put a horse down. And sometimes these things happen. You may move. You may get a new assignment somewhere. You can't take your beautiful dog or cat with you or whatever kind of pet you have. So if you have had to give away one at some point in your life and sort of make that separation, that emotional separation, or maybe even put one down, that's usually more common than having to part with them. Feel free to share your experience here and how much you loved the beautiful creature that God gave you at 833-288-3986.
So when you went to visit Duke in the with the new family, did he remember you? Did he come right up to you? Was he kind of standoffish? Like where have you been? That type of attitude?
No, actually, you know, I call him Good Boy. So when I walked into their home, I said, "Hey, Good Boy." This is how I call him. I go, hey, good boy. And he started whimpering and whining right away and running over to me and licking me all over. And
that's so sweet.
It was just a beautiful, beautiful. It was so hard to leave him and many other things and people and all of that. But he was certainly part of the departure emotional roller coaster that I had to go through when moving here to the Orlando area. I'm so glad I did. I'm thriving here. But, you know, I have been able to see him a couple times, so thanks be to God for that.
I don't think he would have made it in Florida. He was like a dry heat type of dog.
I don't know. Yeah.
You know, when we had Gracie was our Maltese for 14 years, and Jerry knew Gracie well when he would visit, and she was just precious, absolutely precious. She looked like a stuffed animal. That's what she looked like, and she acted like it too. She was hilarious, and that was brutal putting her down as she got real sick at the end, and she just wanted to go. She was a misery, but she said goodbye to us. It was really quite sad. My first dog did the same thing, raised her head up and said goodbye, and she just knew. Wow. Yeah, it was the oddest thing. I've only had two dogs as an adult. I never had any growing up. My mother said 6 kids, that was enough for her. And so I didn't have any dogs growing up, but I had rabbits and stuff like that. But these two dogs, both very loving dogs, very protective of the family, both female dogs, just beautiful. One was a beagle, one was a Maltese. Yeah, it was painful. And I keep asking Marty if we can get another dog, and he says no. Like emphatically, no. So anyway, but Jerry, real quickly, we got two open phone lines, a couple minutes to go before we hit the pause button. Matt Kabinsky's busy talking about have you had to put down a pet or give a pet away? If you want to talk about this, please, now is the time to call in at 833-288-3986. And Jerry, you've got to remind me, we had a lot of beautiful comments come in over the weekend on social media for our anniversary, which was Saturday, the day of Al Cresta's passing. Yeah. So we will always remember it. And it was 9 years of Take Two. We got super, just beautiful messages coming in. I was going to share them yesterday, and then I thought, this isn't fair. I'd be celebrating without you. So we always have done everything together for 9 years in this work of Take Two. So I thought we could weave in some of those beautiful comments from our original, those that were there at the first broadcast, Jerry. Mm-hmm. Wow. Right.
Looking forward to doing that. And yeah, our dear friend Al Cresta did pass away. A lot of you know that name from Cresta in the Afternoon here on EWTN Radio. Developed liver cancer and was gone very, very quickly, just in a matter of weeks, I think, after the diagnosis. And I just loved Al so very, very much. He was a true friend and a true brother in Christ. As I've shared on this show, I've gone through a difficult time in my life a number of years ago, and Al was there for me. And really, basically, he invited me to call him any time of the day or night. He would leave his phone on. And I did call him sometimes in the middle of the night, and God bless him. But a beautiful family man. You know, Sally is left mm-hmm. behind, and his beautiful kids and grandkids. But you know, it's a loss for all of us. We can say obviously it's heaven's gain. You know, Al had the sacrament of the sick, of course, the anointing, and the apostolic pardon. And we thank God for those, you know, spiritual gifts that he was able to receive, you know, prior to his actually passing into eternity. So we here at Take Two with Jerry and Debbie join all of the staff, the volunteers, the team, everybody at EWTN and all of our affiliates in you know, asking you to please, you know, pray for the repose of the soul of Al Cresta, pray for consolation and peace for his family, because he was definitely a beautiful, beautiful human being. Mm-hmm. And we are a little bit worse off for him here, but heaven is better off for having him there. So
a true hero, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so we need to hear from the Take Two family now. So please call in, fill up those last open phone lines at 833-288-3986. Talking about putting down pets today on Take Two. We're so glad you joined us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We're talking about having to let go or put down pets today. I'm chuckling because we're just talking about what it's going to be like in heaven. And we are already getting comments coming in, our pets going to heaven. And well, I have a lot to say about it. So hang on for the entire show, because I'm probably going to get some people upset with me a little bit. But it's just I grew up that way. I used to ask my uncle. He was a fabulous priest. He was very close to Father Benedict Rochelle. And he would answer the question all the time. It was like one of the number one questions he used to get all the time, because my uncle used to travel around with dogs himself. He would visit people with Francesco and Claire. He had two dogs, and so he was very close to pets as well. So priests get close to pets, Jerry.
Mm, absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to have a pet when you get assigned, God willing?
I certainly hope that I can. Yeah, have another Duke in my life. That would be great.
Yeah. Don't better not tell him. You better not tell Duke. Duke will be very jealous.
Yeah,
he'll be like, "Thanks a lot."
Yeah,
all right,
he'll still be alive. Yeah,
yeah, we got two. How old is Duke? 5 years old?
About 7, 8.
Oh, 7 or 8. Okay, so we have two open phone lines. We'd love to hear from you if you had to put down or give away a pet. This is your time. This is your platform. This is the place. We're very friendly. 833-288-3986. And Jerry, I happily will share with our listeners Amazon Echo.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Amazon Echo is a smart speaker that allows you to use just your voice. You can listen to EWTN Radio just by saying, "Alexa, play EWTN Radio," and check out the Amazon Echo today. Wow. Do you know when we do those promos, I bet you some of the Echoes are going on, the Alexa and stuff.
That might be.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, we're going to get to your calls. Have you had to give away or put down a pet? How was that for you personally? Maybe as a family, you had to go through that experience. 833 288 3986. Lorraine called in first in Shriver, Ontario, and listening on Sirius XM 130. So, Lorraine, you are up first. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you.
Sure.
I have you folks on speed dial now.
Oh, good.
I love your show. I phoned in the past. Thank you. I wasn't going to phone because it's such a sad thing, and I'm going to share this sadly. I'm from Canada, and we put down people. I'm sad to say, and I had to hear a story about that from a friend this morning with a person. So I thought I'll call about my horse. I don't want to take too much time. I've had put one dog down, and two have died in my arms, and one died by a tragedy. And I know the difference between a euthanized death and a natural death and pain. I live in the bush. The vet is 3 hours away. And anyway, I finally got to have a horse. Where I live, it's hard to have a horse, but I had this horse in Appaloosa, Shiloh, for 26 years. I kid around, it's the longest relationship I had with a male successfully. Right. My horse. But I always had a fear of, I've heard horror stories of bringing the horse up to the vet. We have to trailer them, and of them being put down in the trailer. Well, my horse had some issues. He's 29 years old, and he had a big, weird sore, and I was kind of scared. But we brought him up to the vet in Thunder Bay, an emergency call, and the vet also worked as a small animal clinic. So anyway, long story short, we had the horse out, and he seemed okay, and he was eating the grass. And this was in March, and it was on the feast day of St. Joseph. Okay. And Father Terry here, he had a 24-hour thing going on for St. Joseph. He does, and I was at the 6 a.m. vigil praying, and there's going to be a mass at 11 o'clock, March 19th, that night, and I knew I had to bring my horse up. So I got my vigil in and my prayers, praying for things to go well, and we took the horse up, and now I didn't know that he's going to have to be put down. And I said to the fellow there who looked after my horse, he said, bring him home, and I said, I will, and I said, are you able to dig a hole just in case, just that? And he looked at me and he said, yes. And that's very rare because this is March 19th and the ground is pretty frozen and we didn't have much snow. But anyway, we had him up, brought him up, and he had cancer. And it was, it was a sad thing when the vet finally got to see him and he knew the horse and it was really sad. So we have him in the trailer and he said, say your goodbye. And this vet is very good. He's had to put down a couple other horses for us. He knows how to do it well. But anyway, I'm hugging that horse. I can't believe it's happening. And all my arms are on that big horse. It was a small horse, actually. And that's whenever you're ready, take your time. And it was so hard to let him go and holding him. And then the vet gave him the sedative, and he went down like a lamb. And it was a sad death, but it was well done. And we brought this horse home in the trailer, and they had the whole dug for him and burying him, and it was so beautiful and sad. It was so good. I went to Mass that night at 11, the closing ceremony for St. Joseph, and I was a basket case and exhausted and tired. So it was so good to be there and saying thanks for a safe trip for us and for my horse, wherever he is with his buddies. I don't know. But anyway, it's a hard thing to do, and I've lost dogs, it's a sad thing. And, thanks God for a safe trip and that he gave us, and thanks for being with us in our sadness. And I'm a writer, so I wrote a good little story about it. Shiloh, a lot of people knew him.
Well, Lorraine, it's interesting. We get so attached to our pets, and we run through the whole gamut of emotions when we get in your case, when you got the horse, when someone gets a dog or a cat or whatever. You're so filled with joy and excitement all during the life of that particular pet. You don't really think about the ultimate day that's going to act. It's going to come for all of us, including, of course, pets, when we have to say goodbye to them, put them down, what have you. And I've shared on this show back when we did this topic before, when I was still living in California and had Duke, my dog, with me. If you wanted to get me crying, the easiest way to do that would be for me to just spend 30 seconds thinking about holding him while he was being put down, and the tears would start to that come right away. So it is a difficult thing, but it's, I guess, Debbie, we have to understand it comes with the territory, right? I mean, mm-hmm. we have the love, the joy, the excitement and all of that of our pets. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. there's this side of it as well.
I think the beautiful thing about having a pet, and you were sharing about your beautiful horse, Lorraine, on St. Joseph's Day that you had to let go of, is this idea that we can experience a great depth of love for God's creatures, right? We can receive such unconditional, beautiful responses from these animals that God created, and I think there's such a beautiful depth to that, and also there's an understanding and a spiritual maturity that we can't hold on to anything too closely here, because we have the bigger goal, the bigger outcome to get to heaven, right? And so where everything is going to be all new and fresh and beautiful and where we have our intended home. And so I think there's so many elements to this. So when we hear your pain of letting him go, but it also shows what kind of the capacity you have to love. And I think that is really quite beautiful, and that's how it can weave into our spiritual life. What do you say, Lorraine?
Well, always think heavenward, look heavenward. That's all I can say, and trust mm-hmm. God, love God. Yeah, keep the faith and their gifts. And just for all you folks with dogs, I love my dogs. And remember, the thing about a dog, they don't last as long as a horse, but they're just as deep in our hearts. And they're the children that never grow up and leave home.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And they're always have a smile on their faces, right? They're always happy to see us. Lorraine, I have to ask you this. Is it really true you have us programmed in on a speed dial?
Yeah, I do. I have you on my cell phone. Yeah, because when I can, and you folks have, I've phoned a few times before, and I was kind of isolated up here and looking always for... You folks have given me lots of writing material. I write. I have a little column called Scuttlebutt in the Pulpit, and you folks have given me a lot of good things to write. So,
wow, praise God.
Thank you. That is so awesome. I don't think we've ever been programmed into anybody's cell phone. Normally, they block us. Just kidding, Lorraine. Just kidding.
Yeah, thank you, Lorraine, for being first up today. We appreciate that. Talking about, have you had to give away or put down a pet at any time during your life? Sylvia would like to weigh in on this in Buffalo, New York, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Sylvia.
Yes.
How are you today?
Good.
Good.
I'm on the air.
You are on the air. Go right ahead.
Okay. We put down several pets. In fact, we had three dogs and two cats. But the last one was the most heartbreaking of all. When it came to cats, it seemed like they didn't feel quite as bad about them as you do about the dogs. Because the dogs, they're like a different breed of animal, anyhow. But the last dog that we had, she was a pit bull mix, and we had rescued her from the SPCA, and she was a cruelty rescue, and we were really very attached to her. And I mean, pit bulls have this bad reputation, but I have to tell you, she was the most wonderful dog we had had. Things with the other dogs, they had gotten pretty old. They were like 19 years old. This one was only 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And she developed like some kind of spine problem. In fact, it was really strange because we had just had her in for her regular checkup just about a week or two before that, and the vet who saw her that day said, oh, she's in good shape for now, although he didn't mention that they seemed to have like a spine problem. But then all of a sudden, she just like, they couldn't, her spine completely gave out, and so she was just pulling herself around mm-hmm. on her rear end everywhere. And yet it seemed like she was so happy. It's like she didn't want us to be sad or anything. So she was like, in fact, the night before we did put her down, I had gotten some sweet potato fries, and I was actually sharing them with her. But we took her to the vet the next day. There was me and my two adult children who still live with me. They're not married, so they live with me. And then we took her to the vet, and then we were going to when they were starting to put her down, what they did was they put a blanket on the floor. Yeah, and then and so we were all sitting on the floor with her, you know, while they were doing this. And it was just so heartbreaking because she was there. We were all holding her and everything, but she was still kissing us and licking our faces right up to the very last second. And that was just the story. I mean, the other dogs, the first one lived to be 16. The second one, actually, we didn't have to put down. We were getting ready to, my husband left to go get some cash to take to the SPCA where we were going to take her. And he no sooner left the house, she just died right there. Mm-hmm. But, so she actually died at home. So we didn't have to put her down. But all of them were sad. The cats, it was a little different. I mean, yeah, we were sad. We loved them. But you don't relate to cats the same way you do to dogs.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, as you just told me right there, almost got me to tears, Sylvia, that your dog was licking you even up until kind of the moment of death. That's just so priceless, you know. And what I was thinking about as you were talking is, you know, what kind of life this dog would have had otherwise had you not, you know, rescued this dog. And mm-hmm. I see so many, you know, the Who Rescued Who stickers on cars and all mm-hmm. of that. Mm-hmm. Just a day or two ago, I saw a license plate that was dog, DOGRESQ, dog rescue. And so this is just so many people are, you know, thanks be to God, rescuing animals that need homes and things like that. And hopefully, Sylvia, that dog you had to put down, you know, brought you many, many moments of joy. Debbie?
Yeah. I was just going to say, Sylvia, I had a really hard time. I had to turn down my mic because I was welling up in tears because I can just picture your pet doing that. And that's exactly what happened with my Maltese. Same thing of saying goodbye. It was just a heartbreaking, you know, separation. And so my heart goes out to you. That's tough. It's really tough because you always remember that. And but then you hopefully you have a lot of pictures and a lot of video and a lot of memories of all the good times and fun times you had with the animals. And I think that's wonderful too. So, you know, that memories, that's what I think is so beautiful about memories. If we keep good memories in our minds and we treasure those and are grateful for those, it helps us get through this grief of losing a pet. What do you say, Sylvia?
I am too. Yeah. Oh, and I want to mention too, because my daughter had actually found a prayer for your dying mm-hmm. pet. Mm-hmm. That she actually took it, and she read right there before they did it. You know, we were all crying at the same time.
Sure.
I've heard those prayers.
Yeah, those prayers are very wow. They really pull at your heart, tug at your heart. They really, I mean, they're pretty deep. Yeah. So you had that. Your daughter read that prayer, huh?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that can be tough. I know. I was going to read one of those prayers, but then I just couldn't get through it. It was tough. But yeah, Sylvia, well, you know, the one thing too, you know, most of us have experienced this or have gone through it sometime in our life. And so we can relate to what we're going through. So it's like, it's not like an isolated experience for people. It happens when we have these beautiful God's creatures around us, right, Jer?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, we just thank you, Sylvia, for weighing
thank
in on
you,
this
Sylvia.
Topic today. We appreciate that. I just got a social media comment, if I can find it here. It's from John from the website. He says, I highly recommend When a Pet Dies, a book by Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers, mm-hmm. from his First Experiences series for children. Many adults, too, find it helpful in their grieving. Thank you, John, for that as well.
Thanks,
a lot
John.
More that we're going to hear from you on your pet giving away or putting down experiences here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie coming up in just a minute. Please don't go anywhere.
We're talking about letting go of pets or putting pets down today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. It can be a tough subject, very emotional. You know, there's a lot of psychological effects that happen when we have to let go of our pets. So I know that some people who aren't pet lovers, they say, what is your problem? You know, it's just a pet, you know, get over it. That's not true. We get very attached to these beautiful God's creatures. So have a little gentle and compassion for people that are going through it. When you say, Jerry, because I know I have family members that aren't pet lovers and they have no patience for it.
Well, it's an easy mindset to get into, and you know, it's not a criticism of people who think that way, but I would say that the human experience definitely leans toward the side of it being, you know, difficult versus not being difficult. So
true. Okay, so let's go to Colleen in Buffalo, New York, has been waiting so patiently on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Colleen, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Thank you so much for calling. Go right ahead.
So talking about this is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. So if I start crying, I'm probably going to hang up.
Bless your heart.
Me cry.
Okay.
We will understand.
I put my dog down 6 months ago, a few days before Christmas. Mm-hmm. He was 19. I had him 19 years. The hardest part, I think, for me is because he didn't have a tumor, he didn't have cancer, he wasn't sick, but they said he had dementia and that he didn't have a quality of life. So I did everything I could to make him happy. All he wanted to do was just sit in my arms and sleep. Mm-hmm. And I did that for about 6 months, and then it just became very hard. You know, I wasn't really leaving the house. I really wasn't going to parties. I wasn't going to family events. So everyone was encouraging me to just put him down. Now, I'm the type of person, I don't kill anything. If there's a fly in my house, I'll rescue it and let it outside. I don't kill bees. I rescue bugs from the pool all the time. So one of the biggest things I'm dealing with is I gave it to God and I prayed, God, please just take him in his sleep. Because I knew it was something that I could not do. Mm-hmm. And when the day came, everybody kept encouraging me to do it. I have so much guilt. I feel like I killed him because he wasn't sick. Mm-hmm. He wasn't physically sick. And he didn't see, I mean, he was having problems walking because he couldn't really remember where to walk to. So he was, you know, defecating on himself and things because his legs were getting weak from not walking.
Sure.
So it was very difficult. I still have so much guilt that I killed him. I just wanted God to take him. I felt God gave him life and God will take him mm-hmm. when it's his time. And maybe that's because my dad had Alzheimer's too.
Sure.
But that was the most traumatic experience for me. It was harder than burying my parents. And I still grieve with that every single day. And I'm raised Catholic. I am old school. I know that we're taught that animals don't go to heaven, but I'm telling you, if I have to see him again, and if I think mm-hmm. that I can't see him again, I don't know how I can function.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
that's where I'm looking for your help.
Sure. Well, maybe we could bring you some peace today, Colleen, because let me share just a couple things. First, you were advised by a lot of people because they saw what it was doing to you. And so you relied on their understanding and observation of what you were going through with your pet. By the way, what was your dog's name?
His name was Bobo.
Bobo. Okay.
He was so sweet. Such a sweet
little boy. I bet. It sounds 19 years. That's a long time. And Colleen, here's a couple things I wanted to share. Be at peace with this and make peace with it because, you know, you went along with what you were advised and you proceeded with that experience. And Bobo went on to what we call, like some people want to say, doggy heaven or however you want to say it. Now, I understand as Catholics, we are taught that, you know, dogs don't have souls like human souls and that kind of thing. But, you know, I have to say, I hope I'm a lot of theologians out there don't come after me on this one. But again, my uncle, who was a phenomenal, holy Marian priest who everybody in northern New Jersey loved, including Father Benedict Groeschel, my uncle used to say all the time, of course, animals are going to be in heaven. Of course we're going to see them again. We would be foolish to think that God was going to not give us what we had enjoyed so very much of his creation. And the, and scripture even talks about animals in paradise. So I know that the teaching of it, I understand that, but just me personally, I'm going to lean on what my very holy uncle, who was a fabulous priest, had to say, that he truly believed that we would see our beautiful creatures that brought us great delight here on earth in heaven again. I believe that. So I know, I'm sorry. So if I get any emails, I'm not answering. But Colleen, I want to bring you some peace to that, because I just want you to just realize that God loves you so very much. He wants you to be happy, but he definitely doesn't want you to make the dog a stipulation on if you're going to feel that happiness. So choose God and know that God has your best interests at heart, and he'll let you be the happiest. And I believe you're going to see Bobo again. I really feel that way. What do you say, Colleen?
I'm doing my best. But I did a lot of research, and there was one pope, I don't know if it was the Pope Pius, who made a comment, or was it Pope John Paul? I have to look it up again, but there was one pope who hinted that animals might go to heaven, and then a lot of journalists said that it was taken out of context. So have you ever heard that from a pope?
I've actually heard other biblical scholars and other priests, not about Pope, but I've heard other priests talk about it, that you just have to kind of expand your imagination and the way you can conceive and picture heaven. It's way bigger than we could have ever imagined. So yes, from a standpoint of soul, like souls are in heaven, so I get that, and the angels, okay, but we have to go bigger than that. And I think that's where we don't know what it's going to be like. Although there's near-death experiences, where a lot of people have said, now these are near-death experiences, these are private encounters, private experiences. We don't know if it's been done in their head or if they actually experienced it. But people have said they've seen many, many pets in heaven, many animals in heaven. So Colleen, I think sometimes we view heaven in a very limited way. We've got to go bigger and trust God that he loves us so much. He wants us to be fully happy with him in heaven for all of eternity. And I believe that includes people, animals. That's me, Debbie Giorgiani. I'm not representing EWTN or the Catholic Church right now. That's just what I believe when I was taught by my very wonderful uncle, who was a great priest. What do you say, Jerry? I'm curious what you say, because you're going to be, God willing, a priest soon.
Well, I think you just summed it up well. I remember my days of working on Catholic Answers Live radio show, and this would come up especially on our kids' Q&A programs. And the general response was, if our pets being in heaven is necessary for our happiness, they will be there. In other words, God, like you just said, Debbie, God wants us to be happy for all eternity. And Colleen, I echo what Debbie said. Put your focus on God right now. Say, God, I want happiness here in this life on earth. You know what will make me happiest in heaven. And then just pray for and strive for that, because you can be assured, Colleen, and all of us, whatever it takes to imagine the happiness we're going to have in heaven. It's something, you know, St. Paul says, you know, eyes not seen, ear is not heard.
That's right.
You know, so we can't even imagine how happy heaven's going to be in. And if having our pets there is necessarily a part of that in God's grand design, then they absolutely will be there. That's a God call, of course. I'm with Debbie, you know, on this. It's just kind of my own thoughts and what I've heard in the past about that, Colleen. Mm-hmm. So
thank you for listening and taking my call. And I do believe that. I trust in God, and I'm just going to keep a little bit of hope that hopefully someday I will see him again. But I ultimately trust in God 100%.
There you go. There you go. But be at peace. Be at peace. Peace is important. So keep that peace, okay?
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
God bless you. Thanks for calling. Yeah, we're talking today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, and you. It is your show. Have you had to put down a pet? Have you had to give away a pet? Tell us about the wonderful gift that God gave you, that moment came when you had to part ways for whatever reason. 833-288-3986. And we'll go to Dee in Greenville, South Carolina next, who has us on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Dee. Thanks for waiting. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi there. Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
Oh, are you ready for me? Okay.
Just fine, yeah.
My dog, Molly,
passed away this past March, so I might start crying. She was 17 when she passed away. I had her for 12 years. She was my one and only pet I ever had.
Oh.
And the way it came about was my late ex-husband had Molly. And we were, after we had been divorced, and 20 years later, we got back together. We didn't get remarried, but we saw each other. And so I got to know Molly. Well, he passed away, and Molly went to stay with his son. And one day his son called me and said, I think we're going to have to take Molly back to the rescue. And I said, well, let me take her for a little while and see how it goes, because I never had a pet. I had her for a few days, and I said, John, I'm going to keep Molly. So I had my backyard fenced in. She was the greatest. She was a beagle mix, about 30 pounds. Like I said, she passed away at 17, but she had Cushing's disease and some mm-hmm. other health issues. Mm-hmm. 6 months ago, the vet told me, don't expect her to live too much longer, maybe a month or so. Well, from November until March, she was okay. She was acting normally. She was doing good. She was on medication for Cushing's, and she was doing well. And that was a couple of years on that. But that morning, I knew something was wrong because I fed her morning and evening. In the morning, she wouldn't eat. She would not eat anything, and I knew that was not her. Hmm. She ate a little bit out of my hand, wouldn't drink water. She slept most of that day, and I knew something was happening. I didn't even call the vet because I knew what was happening. Thank the Lord, he has answered my prayer. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
No, it's tough. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In her sleep that night, right in her bed, right beside my bed. Mm-hmm. And it was a peaceful death for her, and I was so thankful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But she was the best dog. She was beautiful. Wow. She had the prettiest face. And I would take her out for walks, and the neighbor kids, can we pet Molly? And she loved being petted. Mm-hmm. And anything that was going on with me, just petting her made everything better. And I just, you know, in the mornings when I wake up, it still comes to me. I always used to pet her and say, thank you, Lord, for another day for you and me, Molly.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And I still think of that all these months later.
Well, Dee, yeah, I don't want to
interrupt you if you're still. And I hope to see her one day.
Yeah, certainly. Wow. You know, and just the quality that she brought to your life and the great gift that she was. And you know, you didn't even have that dog originally. Like you said, it was your late ex-husband's dog, and God ended up bringing, you know, Molly to you. And thanks, you're right. Thanks be to God that, you know, the death was peaceful. It was at night. I can certainly understand how you would feel each morning, kind of reaching over there and having her not be there. I don't know if you've thought about maybe getting another a dog or a pet or something, maybe to fill that hole in your life right now. But you know, we certainly sympathize with you, and we'll
absolutely
be keeping you in our prayers. Yeah.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough for you. But like you said, the passing and the peaceful passing, and you have those beautiful memories of everybody gathering around Molly wanting to pet her. I think that's quite precious. You have a lot to rejoice that you had a beautiful experience with a pet, Dee.
She was my best friend.
Aww.
And she loved running around the yard. And
yeah,
I just miss her so much still.
Sure, sure. Well, Dee, take comfort in this. Because of Colleen's call, we're getting messages coming in pretty fast. I am, anyway, on Bible passages about in the new creation, how animals are in heaven. And it's all Bible passages. And people are saying, see, there's animals in heaven, so why wouldn't we think we'd see our pets again? You know, that's true. You know, think about it, though. I mean, think about this for a second, Dee and Jerry, real quickly. There's no marriage in heaven, right? So there's no marriage, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to see Marty again, right? So things change and shift a bit, but they expand. So, I mean, I personally believe we're thinking too small with heaven. We got to think big and rejoice that eventually we'll be reunited. It's going to be like a big, big feast.
That's my hope, that I'll get to pet her again someday.
Yeah. Yeah. And see that beautiful face. Absolutely. I love it. That we gotta keep the hope. I do. I think that. Okay, Jerry. Where
Thank
do you want to head
Dee.
Next? Thank you, Dee.
Appreciate you. We'll keep you in our prayers. Yeah, I just wanted to quickly get over to an announcement, and then we'll get back to your phone calls here, because More to Life is on weekday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. They want you to help you, I should say, navigate grief. Let them help you find peace and healing after loss. And that is More to Life, weekday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern here on EWTN Radio.
Okay, so Bonnie is up next in Edinburgh, Pennsylvania, on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Bonnie. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm going back to the pet subject. Is that okay?
Yes. Sure. Oh, absolutely. Go right ahead.
Okay, so many, many years ago, like 45-some years ago, my father-in-law passed, and he had a Doberman Pinscher dog. And it was a good dog. It was a very friendly dog. It was his beloved pet. And so my husband and I took him in, the dog. But I had two very young children at the time. One was literally a newborn and like a 18 month old. And I was so afraid of that dog around my children, my babies, that I gave the dog up to a person that I thought, you know, I thought he raised Dobermans and he was really good. And when I actually saw him with his dogs, I couldn't go back on it, but I wasn't happy with my decision. So I did give the dog away, and I just can say that I have never forgiven myself for doing that all these years. My two daughters are like in their 40s, so I carried this guilt with me, and I'm sorry for getting emotional. Mm-hmm. I carried this guilt with me, literally, pretty much my whole adult life. And mm-hmm.
So the guilt is coming from you letting go to this person that you regret giving the dog over, because was it because you don't think the dog was fully cared for, or was it like something that you feel like it disappointed your dad? Tell us just real quickly a little bit more.
Right. No, the dog was very, well, I don't feel that the person I gave it to was fully going to care for him correctly.
Okay.
And I did leave my father-in-law down, although, you know, I mean, he passed, and mm-hmm. I just really felt guilty about that my whole life. And mm-hmm. I feared this is the reason. It's not maybe this wasn't a good reason. I don't know, but I feared for my two very young children mm-hmm. with that dog around.
Right, right.
He wasn't my dog.
Exactly.
He was my father-in-law. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. He was my father-in-law's right. dog. Now, had he been my dog, you know, that's different. You know, dogs bond with the people, and sure. and maybe I just didn't give him a chance, but I was just too afraid.
Yeah.
But Bonnie,
fear is a very strong motivator. So if you were protective of your children, please be at peace. Your intention was to protect your children. Your intention wasn't to hurt the dog or harm the dog or have the dog not have a great life or anything like that. You had your children's best interest first. And I really think at this point you should work hard with just releasing this from you, because you have to always stick with intention, Bonnie, and your intention was to protect your children. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't know what could potentially have happened. Maybe nothing would have happened. Maybe it would have been a beautiful, you know, match made in heaven for you, even with the kids and the dog, Bonnie. But I agree with what Debbie said. You know, if there was any inkling of any, you know, if you thought that anything at all might happen, you know, you had to certainly look out for the interests of your kids first. So, what do you think, Bonnie? We want you to have maybe the chance to bring a little bit of closure to this today. Mm-hmm. It sounds like,
yes.
You know, you mentioned you've been carrying this for a long time. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I don't know if I'll ever have closure with it, to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate your kind words and your very thoughtful analysis of it, because honestly, I've thought that my whole life. For mm-hmm. 45, 50 years, I've been thinking that. Mm-hmm. But
yeah. But Bonnie, it's time. It's kind of time for you to let it go, because you're holding on to something that I think you're heaping that sorrow and pain on yourself that it doesn't need to be there. And maybe ask Saint Francis and the other saints that were super close to animals to help you with this and really work through it so you can free yourself of it today, because it's really an unnecessary thing you're heaping onto yourself, and that's not what God wants for you. God wants you to be free of all things. So just take that to heart. We'll pray as well. And let us know, because I have a feeling that you're going to call us back real soon and say, I'm free of it. It feels different. I just feel like with the prayers of the Take Two family, you're going to get some relief there.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate, like I said, I appreciate all
this. You're welcome, Bonnie.
Sure.
Thank you for taking the time, having the courage to call. We appreciate that very much. We're going to go to Chicago, Illinois next. Loyola listening on WSFI today. Hi, Loyola. Welcome to the show. Are you there, Loyola? Okay. Aww. Maybe we'll have to check back in.
Lisa. Lisa in Syracuse, New York. Mm-hmm. Sirius XM 130. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Jerry. How are you?
Doing great. Well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Just wanted to share a dream that I had. We had a lot of pets growing up, and we've had a lot of wonderful closeness that sometimes we say they're almost more family members than family members sometimes.
True.
But in losing some of them, because you miss them so much, they just give you that unconditional love and care. But on a couple ones that I had a real tough time getting over, one night I had a dream about my mother who had died probably 20 years ago. So this dream was only maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And I'm pulling up to her house that we used to live in as children. She was a widow with 5 teenagers raised by herself pretty much when my dad died early. And all of a sudden I open my car door. I'm running up the steps to her house, and beside me are all these dogs and cats and everybody running into the house with me that I didn't recognize. Some I did. And I get there, my mom's on the sofa, and she says, "Hey, Lisa," and all around her are all the dogs, especially the little Peaches, who I was missing a lot, and a couple other dogs that we had. And I said, Mom, you really, well, I know you're gone, but I said, does that mean that the pets really do go to heaven? There's not like a doggy heaven? She goes, no, not a chance. They're all with us. Jesus loves everyone he made. You'll see them all again. And that just gave me just such a great, great feeling of comfort, because I was, like I said, grieving some pets probably more than some people sometimes. But I said, it was really beautiful. And then that movie with the horse, the little boy Jesus, when heaven, the little boy that died, and mm-hmm. saw Jesus up there in heaven riding his horse, it just gave me a lot of great comfort that we will see our pets again. So I just wanted to share that with the audience and say that some of them that gave us comfort, we will reunite with them. So you guys take good care. Thank you so much for all you do.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. God bless you.
That was a beautiful call.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, that's amazing. Okay, real quickly, I just wanted to share, we're not going to be able to get to the congratulations and all the comments that have come in about the 9-year anniversary. We'll do that this week, I promise you guys. I know we're getting messages. Everybody was waiting for me to hold those comments when you came back on the show with us, Jerry, so it'll have to be tomorrow or the next day. But we can celebrate all week. It's like the anniversary week,
right?
Okay.
Loyola is still with us in Chicago. Loyola, we have just a minute to go. We understand you lost your dog recently.
Yes, I lost my dog Sunday on Father's Day.
Oh.
And so many people came over to the house saying goodbye to my dog. I just stood there frozen looking at how many people love my dog. And the family came from Northside. And they were all crying, and the neighbors, I'm thinking, why is everybody crying for my dog? And I was just frozen. Now that my dog, I asked God, don't let me have to take my dog to put to sleep. I'm not going to have a stranger put him to sleep. I'm not going to have him in a strange place being put to sleep. Mm-hmm. Let him die at home. Well, he knows. This is his home.
What was your dog's name, Loyola?
Quito, like the capital of Ecuador.
Oh, Quito. Oh.
Oh, love
how
that.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and what an impact Quito had on not just you, Loyola, but on obviously it sounds like so many people. And that's a reality, Debbie, I think, with all of our pets. You know, people love not only their own pets, mm-hmm. but they love other people's pets, and they all become part of our lives in some way.
Yeah, just expands the family and the appreciation for God's creatures. We're with you in prayer as you get through this time. We put yourself and your friends and family members in our book as well. Joy in Grants Pass, Oregon. We're not going to get to you today, but you have similar comments about dogs and animals going to heaven. So we'd love to hear that on a future show. Jerry, great calls today. I think we learned a lot and we brought comfort to each other, and that's a good thing.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you all. Take Two family. We appreciate the participation in the show. Call screeners Matt Gubensky, our producer Charles Beery, Michael McCall has been on social media today. And affiliates, we could not do this show without you, so thank you so very, very much. We want to ask the Powerhouse team to pray for us, and today we add the saint of the day, Saint Gregory. Tomorrow's show, did you mention that already? Tomorrow?
No, I haven't. Saint Francis tomorrow, de Sales.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, God commands us to pray, but forbids us to worry. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Until we do, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you soon.